Transcendental qualities are conducive to liberation, whereas demoniac qualities make for bondage. Do not worry, O son of Pandu, for you are born with divine qualities.
Devi sampad vimokshaya nibandhaya suri mata Masucha sampadang daivim abhijatasi pandav. This is very important verse. Devi sampad, the qualities, divine qualities, that is described abhayam satya samsiddhi, that is elaborately stated in the first stanza. Avayam satya samsiddhi jnana yoga bhavasthiti danang damascha jagascha saddhaya tapasas ajvam ahimsa satya krodha satyam akrodha tyaga shanti apaisanam daya bhuteshu alolukam adamam piya chapanam teja kshama dhiti saucham adroho nadhimani Bhavanti sampadam daivim. These are the daivi sampad. So, last night we have discussed that daivi sampad is described. There is nothing secret. Everything is open. So, if you develop these qualities, abhayam satya samsiddhi, etc., then you become qualified with divine possessions, sampatti. Sampatti means what you possess under your control. So sampatti, two kinds of sampatti, divine sampatti and demonic sampatti. demonic sampatti also described. Dhammadatta vimanascha krodha parusamevacha ajnanam chavijatascha partha sampadam asu. From asura, the adjective is asurim. So asurim and daivi, two sampattis are there. They are open before you. Now you take up whatever you like. It is up to you. It is not forbidden that Devi Sampatti is meant for a class of men, and Asuri Sampatti is meant for another class of men. No. Krishna is open to everyone. Krishna is not monopolized by a certain class of men. Don't think like that. Krishna is Indian, Krishna is Hindu, or like that, a Kshatri. Therefore he is meant for others. No. Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is everyone's property. It's not, don't think in that way, just like it is stated in the English dictionary. Krishna, one of the Hindu gods. But Krishna does not say that I am the Hindu god. They have made in the dictionary Krishna, one of the Hindu gods. They have no knowledge about Krishna. Krishna says, Sarvajoni Shukante, in all species of life, there are 8,400,000 species of life. Jalajana Mulukkani Sthavara Lukkavim Sati, 9 lakh species in the water, and trees and plants, there are 2,000,000 species, similarly, insects, Thavaralokkhamasthi, Jalajanavalakkhani, Thavaralokkhamasthi, Kirimaya Rudra Sankhaka, 11 lakh species, 1,100,000 species of insects, serpents, snakes, like that, gradually developing from water, fish, to as the water dries up, then they come out as grass, as vegetable, then grow different types of trees, plants, creepers, then gradually develops to become insects, flies, then develops to serpents. And this is evolution. The Darwin theory, he does not know. He has caught up some words from this Padma Purana and tried to give his own invention. The evolution is already there. But this is evolution. From aquatics to plants, trees, then insect, then bird, then beast, then human being, civilized and not civilized, then demigods, then others. That is the evolutionary process. So Krishna says that sarvajonishu kaunteya sambhavanti muktayo ya. All kinds of forms that are coming out of the 8,400,000 species of life. Tasang mahajjani brahma ahangabija padapvida. I am the seed-giving father, and the material body is given by the material nature. Just like father gives the seed, impregnates the mother, and the mother supplies the body. The body belongs to the mother, and the spirit soul belongs not to the Supreme Father, but it comes through the material father. Actually, the Supreme Father is Krishna. Therefore he says, Ahanga Bija Padapita. So Krishna is for everyone. Krishna is not monopolized. This is a wrong theory. He is a Hindu god. No. He is for everyone. Otherwise, how you Americans, Europeans and others outside India, how you are accepting? Because originally Krishna is your father, everyone's father. All living, not only you, but the animals, the trees, the plants, the insects, the serpent, the aquatic, the fish, everyone, the son of Krishna. This is Daivisampa. Therefore, when you come to the Daivisampa, then you understand that we all are brothers, universal. Not that the American is my brother and the American cows are not my let them go to the slaughterhouse. This is all defective understanding. The real understanding is and that God or Krishna is the Supreme Father and we are all sons of God. This is real Pandita. That is real knowledge. Therefore, those who are in real knowledge, samadarshina, pandita samadarshina, vidya vinaya sampanni, brahmani, gavi hastini, suni cheta sapakecha, pandita samadarshina. Pandit, one pandit, one who is learned, pandit means learned, and he knows that this American, this European, this African, or this Indian, or these cows, these dogs, the elephant, the trees, the plants, the fish, they have got different race only, but the soul is the same. The living force within the body, that is the same particle, spiritual particle, part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit, Krishna. This is Daivisam. So when we come to this platform of knowledge, Daivi Sampad Dimokshaya, then you become liberated immediately. Liberation means who come to the platform of real knowledge. That is called liberation. That is the definition given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. What is liberation? Mukti. And he said, mukti hitya anatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. Hitya means giving up. Mukti means hitya, giving up. Hitya anatha rupam, something otherwise. I am spirit soul, I am thinking I am American. I am thinking, I am Indian. This is anatha rupam. That is not the real conception of life. Real conception of life is aham brahmasmi. I am the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. That is realization. That is called self-realization. Self-realization does not mean something humbug. Self-realization means to understand his real constitutional position, what I am. Just like Sanatana Goswami approached Srila Gaurasundara Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked, Kiyami, who I am? Kiyami, Kiyami kano mare jape tapatra. What is my constitutional position? Why I am suffering the threefold miseries of this material existence? This is inquiry. Everyone is suffering. Somebody is in ignorance. Although he is suffering, he is thinking that he is very well. This is called Maya. Maya means you are accepting something which is not. This is called Maya. Maya. What you are accepting, that is false. This is called Maya. So you are accepting, I am this body, I am American, I am Indian, I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am black, I am white, I am thin, I am fat. So this is Maya. So when we give up this Maya conception of life, that is mukti. You may remain in the same body, but if you are not under Maya, bodily concept of life, that is called mukti, liberation. Therefore it is said, Daivi Sampad Vimokshaya. Moksha, moksha means liberation. If you develop this Daivi Sampad, then you become fit for becoming liberated. Because our, what is the position? Why you are suffering? Why you are dying? Why you are taking birth? Why you are becoming old? On account of this material body. This is knowledge. Jnana vairagya. Jnana vairagya juktaya. Jnana and vairagya, these things are required. That is daiva sampad. All the daiva sampad means jnana yoga. It is immediately there. Abhayam satta saṃsuddhi jnana yogam avasthiti. This is possible when you are situated on the platform of knowledge. This is knowledge. That I am spirit soul, I am falsely identifying myself with this body. The body is the source of my all suffering and entanglement. This is knowledge. Then, when we try to give up the ignorance of bodily concept of life, then we become gradually liberated. First of all, abhayam. Abhayam means we are always afraid. We are always agitated, anxiety, because I am thinking I am this body. But if you are completely realized that you are not this body, you are something else, spirit soul, then I am immediately free from anxieties. That is called avayam. No more fear, no more anxiety. Because everyone is ultimately afraid of being killed. But if he understands fully that he is not this body, then kill or not kill, he is not any attached to this body. Narottam Das Thakur says, therefore, Deha smriti nahi jar, samsara bandhan kaha tar. If one becomes free from the bodily concept of life, then where is material miseries? Material miseries does not affect him. He knows that just like I am putting on this shirt, if it is torn, so am I affected? I am not affected. I am within this shirt. Similarly, if I am fully convinced that I am not this body, then if there is some injury or some disease or some mishap in the body, I am not concerned, because I know that I am not this body. That is self-realization. The demands of the body, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, this is the demands of the body. But if I am situated in self-realization, then these demands will not bother me. There are many persons who are not agitated by hunger, who are not agitated, not having opportunity of sleeping. They don't sleep. Nidra-hāra-vihāra-kādi-vijito. About the Goswamis it is said that these things, material demands of the body, sleeping, eating, sex and defense, they are the demands of the body. But how they become Goswami or Swami? Because they are not affected by these demands. That is Goswami, that is Swami. Swami means master. Goswami means master of the senses. Say, if I am servant of the senses, how I can become Goswami? How I can become Swami? That is false, hypocrisy. If you are servant of the senses, then you are go das. Das means servant, and go means senses. And if you are master of the senses, then you are Goswami. Every word has meaning. So without being fit, we should not use this word as personal designation. That is not good. Mukti means, that is mukti, when we are not servant of the dictation of the senses, that is called mukti. So long we remain servant and obliged to perform according to the dictation of the senses, then I am Godas and the material field. Godas are under the spell of the material energy. Servant of the material energy. Devi Disha Gunamayimova, the Maya, the Prakriti is dictating. Prakriti Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasa. Dictating means you voluntarily become subjected to the dictation of this material nature. She cannot dictate if you are strong. But if you agree that I shall be dictated by you, then you become dictated. Just like a disease. If you infect the disease, then you must suffer. But if you remain very fit, competent, not to be infected by the germs of the disease, you are not diseased. This is the way. And that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that our different types of body, desires, activities are due to our being infected by the particular quality of material nature. Perfected quality. There are three qualities, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. If you want to be infected by the tamagun quality, then you are suffering the infectious disease of tamagun. Tamagun means nidra alasya, ignorance, and sleeping more, laziness, and alasya. Alasya, laziness, nidra means sleeping, and ignorance. Just like cats and dogs, they do not know what is the aim of life, what they are doing. This is tamagun. And rajagun means activities for sense enjoyment. So rajagun, just like the kurmis, they are working hard, day and night. What is the purpose? Sex, that's all. Why you are working so hard, sir? I will enjoy sex at night. This is my ambition. Oh, very good ambition. This ambition as the dogs also have got. So why you are working so hard? No, that is my ambition. That's all. I'm less than dog. Dog gets opportunity of sex life in the street without any working hard. But I will have to work hard to enjoy the same thing. So I am less than dog. One should admit that. That I am less than dog. Dog gets sex life without any. Viṣaya khalu sarvatasya. Śāstra says, viṣaya. Viṣaya means the sense enjoyment. The primary sense enjoyment is eating, sleeping, sex life and defense. So where there is want of these four facilities, the birds have got these facilities, the beasts, for sex life, the birds and beasts, they have got automatically. Two birds are born, two eggs, one male, one female, from the very beginning. We are also born, brother and sister. But human society does not allow sex between brother and sister. Still, formality is there. But that is also going on. Human life is advanced. That is going on. In India, one Punjabi their father was anxious to get the daughter married, and the brother wrote the father, "My dear father, don't bother about my sister marriage. We have arranged ourselves, brother and sister." You see? So sex life is so strong, although socially it is forbidden that brother and sister should not marry or should not have sex life. But that is also come, it is Kali Yuga. So that sex life facility is there automatically by nature. So why there is forbidden, not this sex life, not that sex life, we forbid, no illicit sex. Without marriage, there is no sex. Then one argues, what is the difference, married sex and not married sex? This business is the same. No, there is some meaning. These restrictions are made to bring him to the position of the Daivi Sampa, Satya Sangsiddhi. The purpose is to bring him to the platform of Daivi Sampa. If he becomes like cats and dogs, then he cannot attain this Daivi Sampa. If there is rules and regulations and restrictions following, then gradually he will come to the platform of Daivi Sampa. And what is the purpose of Daivi Sampa? Daivi Sampad Vimokshaya. If you develop your Daivi Sampad, then you become fit for Vimokshaya, for liberation. What is that liberation? Liberation means Janmamitya Jarabhyadi. Liberation from these four things. No more birth, no more death, no more disease, no more old age. So, people are unaware and they are not interested. What is Vimokshaya, what is Nibandhaya? Exactly like cats and dogs, they are after these four principles of material body. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying little bit. Success or no success does not matter. As we are servant of Krishna, it is our duty to present the real thing. Now you accept, not accept, that is not my business. I can request you that you accept this principle and be liberated from these sufferings of material life. Janma mitu jarabhat. But they have become callous. Never mind, I shall again take my birth, again die, I shall become dog. In this Hawaii, sometime I was speaking in the university. So then when I was speaking like that, one student said, "What is wrong there if I become dog?" Yeah. He flatly said, "I shall forget everything." So this is the university education. That one is not afraid of becoming a dog. He thinks that this is also very good. So where is the humanity? Where is the human civilization? People have gone so downtrodden, so fallen. Therefore, it is very, very difficult to raise them. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, and the Shastra said, that people in this age are so fallen, it is very difficult to raise them by properly giving education. They will not take education, they will not be able. Therefore he has recommended, Harirnama, 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 Iva Kevalam. Kalavunasi, Vunasi, Vunasi. So we are trying our best. So only request is, those who do not comply with our rules and regulations, at least they may chant Hare Krishna wherever they may remain. That is my request. Thank you very much. Jai.